First up on our program at the Dairy Solutions Symposium is Professor Wouter Hendricks. And first of all, tell me where you're from and what you do.
I'm a professor in animal nutrition at two universities, at Wageningen University and in animal science, and at the veterinary faculty here in Utrecht University.
Well, you are welcoming the group here and looking forward to this thing starting momentarily, actually. What's the welcoming message they're going to hear?
The welcome message is that we have to have a very innovative and lively discussion about new innovations and new kind of solutions for problems we have in the future, like methane reduction, but also maintaining welfare, animal welfare. But all that in with a kind of entertaining but also interesting conference or symposium.
Well, we are going to have a lot of presentations on rumen health in dairy cows. How important would you describe this broad topic area for the industry, for these people who are here from all over Europe?
It's probably within the dairy industry one of the most important topics at the moment. We see a lot of focus, especially in the Netherlands, but also in Europe and the rest of the world, on trying to mitigate methane with all kinds of additives or dairy rations changes, and that will affect fermentation in the ruminant. And it means, therefore, that we can also compromise animal welfare if we are going to add all these additives to reduce methane. In addition, it does result in a potentially increase in efficiency because methane takes about 5 to 8% of the energy away from the animal. And if we can get that into the animal and basically into the production, then we could actually increase efficiency also.
I think it's very interesting that, you know, bringing up like these ideas of the animal welfare, the care, and making sure that the animals are well taken care of, while at the same time trying to do things that would be more environmentally friendly, and you still got to make some money if you're going to be in the business, right?
absolutely. And for industry, it's money. For the public, it is animal welfare, which is of importance. But you can marry the two up. I mean, everything that isn't retained by the animal will go into the environment. So they're intricately linked with each other. And therefore, if you can combine the two kind of research streams into one aim, which is increase efficiency or reduce pollution, you will benefit both sides. And of course, the animal needs to be taken care of.
Well, besides this conference or conferences like this, if there are dairy producers or consultants who want to become more familiar with ways to enhance rumen health in their herd, where would you suggest they go to get more of this kind of information?
Well, I think if it's practical dairy farming, I think that a lot of the consultants nowadays have excellent knowledge of what is being done. I mean, symposia like this are aimed at consultants, veterinarians, scientists, but also the dairy farmer with a lot of knowledge. And I think the first port of call would be consultants that take the information that is generated in the literature and try to make that a kind of a practical solution for the problems that we're seeing on farms.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you kick off the Dairy Solutions Symposium here at Utrecht University. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.